8.06 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK and the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. You can find on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. That's my buddy Trey. He's getting rid of junk, making it magically disappear in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Been doing it for 12 years now, and he continues to do it all through the shutdown and the safer at home. They're taking the social distance measures. They've got the cleansing of the vehicles. They can also do all this stuff remotely, like payment, setting up the appointment, the whole nine. He says, hey, I have people that aren't even in state to get us to go by and get rid of junk. So listen, it could be junk outside your house, could be a storage unit you need to clean out, could be a house you're getting ready to sell. Wherever it is, you got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's just that easy. Hop online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and make that appointment, or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Nice thing is, you'll make an appointment on a specific day and a specific time. That's when they show up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, we played a clip a little bit earlier of President Trump. We talked about this weekend. It was back and forth on Twitter between the president and Jeff Sessions. And the president was on Cheryl Atkinson's show on Sunday night and said this.
But I'm so disappointed that Dan Coats didn't do his job. Jeff Sessions was a disaster as attorney general. Should have never been attorney general. He's not qualified. He's not mentally qualified to be attorney general. He was the biggest problem. I mean, look, Jeff Sessions put people in place that were a disaster. They took over. They've always had the Department of Justice, but they kept it under Jeff Sessions.
All right, so a little bit of the president's talking points about Jeff Sessions, and then I see it over the weekend. Of course, it was President Trump and Jeff Sessions back and forth on Twitter, but then others have ended up getting in on the fray here. And Coulter said Trump punted on his promise to end Obama's unconstitutional amnesty for dreamers. Attorney General Jeff Sessions ended it. Supreme Court will soon decide that that was constitutional. She also goes on to rip here on President Trump. She said, Roy Moore moment. She said, the most disloyal and actual, and she uses a word that I hate, this word, retard. And she said the most disloyal and actual retard that has ever set foot in the Oval Office is trying to lose and take the Senate with him. Another Roy Moore fiasco so he can blame someone else for his own mess.
Yeah, and Coulter went on Twitter on Sunday. And Byron York with the Washington Examiner did us all a favor and kind of shortened up what she was saying. She basically said it wasn't Sessions' recusal that got Trump a special prosecutor. It was the firing of Comey and saying that he did it over Russia. Sessions was the only person who did something about immigration, and Trump is trashing him. So that's kind of the short version, part of what Sean already said there from the tweets.
Yeah, and Coulter said Sessions had to recuse himself. You complete blithering idiot. You did not have to go on Lester Holt's show and announce you fired Comey over the Russian investigation. That's what got you the special prosecutor. So looks like things were normal on Twitter over the weekend. We bring in Quinn Hillier from QuinnHillier.com, also the author of the Mad Jones trilogy, available on Amazon right now. Read his work in the Washington Examiner. And a man who, instead of being on the beach this weekend, was in the midst of Twitter and this battle royale going on. Hey, Quinn.
Good morning, guys. Good to be on with y'all. And again, hats off to all who served and died our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about this starts on Friday and has been going on for some days now. Other people jumping into the fray as well. But it is a never-ending discussion, it seems like, President Trump and Jeff Sessions. And I'll say this, good for Jeff Sessions. He seems to not be, he seems to be punching back now.
Yeah, I'm glad Sessions is punching back, because a lot of the complaints are that he was not being strong by not punching back. What he was doing was being a gentleman. There's an old code in Washington that's long gone by the wayside, but he was still abiding by it, which is that you do not trash your former employer. And he was trying to abide by that. But now he's not trashing Trump, but he's defending himself, which is good. Now, there are others out there who are doing more than defending Jeff Sessions. They are manning the battle stations for him. I have not been a fan of Ann Coulter's for a long time, not because I'm not conservative, but you know, her style, she name calling and stuff like that. And but she is smart as a whip. She's a very, very good lawyer. She understands this stuff. And she has been saying since day one that Sessions did everything absolutely right and that it was Trump's own mistake that necessitated the special counsel, even though she said, as everybody does, that the special counsel was right to find that he didn't collude with Russia. But anyway, she goes off on him. She calls him a blithering idiot. She calls him the most disloyal actual retard that has ever set foot in the Oval Office. She says his endorsement of Tuberville is another Roy Moore fiasco so he can blame someone else for his own mess. She calls him a complete moron. She calls Trump, she says, Sessions is a gentleman and a man, whereas Trump is a whining, blame-shifting, gigantic fruitcake. And remember, Ann Coulter was one of Trump's earliest and strongest backers. And what she is saying, if you actually get the substance away from the name-calling, is that not only did Sessions not hurt Trump by recusing himself, she's saying that Sessions helped Trump by recusing himself. And in much more sober language, that's exactly what our own Alabama former longtime Supreme Court Justice Champ Lyons said in a column in AL.com a week ago. And, you know, Champ Lyons was a conservative hero on the Alabama Supreme Court. He's a very learned man, very much admired throughout the state, and obviously a really good lawyer. And Lyons had a column where he explained that if Sessions had stayed over the investigation, then by every element of the media, it would have been portrayed as if Sessions was interfering with the investigation on Trump's behalf, that it was a rigged investigation, rigged to exonerate Trump. And when it did exonerate Trump, the mainstream media, and there's still millions of Americans that believe him, would not have accepted the exoneration. By recusing himself, Sessions took that line, that meme, out of play. Nobody can say now that there was an investigation that was rigged in Donald Trump's favor. So when Trump was exonerated, everybody has to accept that he was exonerated legitimately. Sessions' recusal helped Trump. That's what our own Champ Lyons, former state Supreme Court justice, said. I'll stop there, but that's a good intro to what Ann Coulter is trying to say amidst all her name calling.
Okay, but Ann is interesting because Coulter is not anybody you could say is a deep stater. Okay, so I think that helps the argument. You and I have talked about the people that have lined up in defense of Jeff Sessions. Let's say you go Ann Coulter, you talk about Tucker Carlson, you talk about these people that have lined up. But I don't know that in an election cycle that has people fired up, I would say, over the treatment of President Trump in the first months of his election, after being elected, after taking office, that you're going to have those people say, well, there's the academic argument. They're going to say, and I'm playing devil's advocate to some degree here, but they're going to say, where was the person who stand up? The Democrats do this, the Democrats do that. They're playing dirty. You can see it right here. I think we can all agree that it's shown to be some really dirty dealings that were done against President Trump early on. And they're going to say they needed somebody there who was a real fighter at that level, who could get down in the ditches with him, and it was not Jeff Sessions.
Well, actually it was, but let's people might not get into all the academic arguments, but most Trump fans know that Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson are among Trump's biggest advocates and defenders, and when they hear that both Laura and Tucker say that Sessions did everything absolutely right, that should make them pause and say, well, if even Trump's strongest supporters are saying that, you know, what am I missing? Others, like you've had on your show several times, I believe, J. Christian Adams. He was the whistleblower at the Justice Department that blew the whistle on the Black Panther case, that he has fought against vote fraud for the last 10 or 15 years. He's, you know, he's on Fox News all the time, and he says that that Jeff Sessions was doing a fantastic job at the Justice Department. Ann Coulter is saying that Sessions was the only one actually carrying out Trump's agenda, even as Trump insulted him all the time. You know, you could go down the list of all these very strong Trump backers, but who actually watch and understand the process, who said Jeff Sessions did right. And as far as saying Jeff Sessions is not a fighter, two facts. From day one, Jeff Sessions urged Trump to fire Comey on the first day of that Trump took office. Trump did not listen to him. If Trump had listened to Sessions, you would not have had James Comey doing the things that set the tripwire for the investigation. It was Sessions that tried to get rid of Comey before Comey could do the damage. Trump waited until after Comey did the damage. Second thing, for some reason, Trump keeps saying, oh, well, why didn't Jeff Sessions do an investigation of Hillary? That's not true. Jeff Sessions specifically brought in a prosecutor from, I think it was New Mexico, a very respected Republican-leaning prosecutor, to re-examine all the Hillary Clinton stuff, and in the midst of all this, appointed that person to do a total review of the Hillary Clinton situation, out of which did not come indictments of Hillary, but Sessions was long gone by then, but out of which came some of the new evidence about some of the things that, even if they weren't legal, they were certainly wrong that Hillary Clinton and her people did. So, again, Sessions did fight, and I don't understand why Trump doesn't understand that Sessions was fighting for him.
Quinn, let's talk optics for a second now that we're, you know, in election season. And I realize why Sessions stood up and battled back against Trump and Trump's Tuberville campaign on Twitter. That's one thing. But for Ann Coulter to swing in and then make this, you know, a war of low blows, I don't think that's where the Sessions campaign wants or needs this to go, because I think you already have a number of Trump supporters who are probably going to vote for Sessions in November. But if this becomes more of divided party lines within the Republican Party, I think it'll make it tougher for some of the Trump-leaning supporters to vote for Sessions in November if it becomes this battle between Coulter and Trump.
Well, no, but see, everybody knows that that's how Coulter acts, and that nobody controls Ann Coulter. This is not low blows from Jeff Sessions. This is Ann Coulter going off like Ann Coulter does, and it's between Coulter and Trump. But she's playing at Trump's level with the low blows, and I don't think that hurts Sessions, because I don't think anybody blames Sessions for anything that Coulter does. But there are a lot of Coulter fans out there who are also Trump fans who are now going to take a second look, because that's what Coulter does. But the other point she's making is about Tommy Tuberville saying that he's not vetted yet.
Yeah, and let's do that. Up against the news break, I want to talk about that, because she referenced the Roy Moore moment here, and I want to get more from Quinn on that when we come back. 820 FM Talk 106.5, it's Mobile Mornings. Right, 824 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Read quickly here. Just read this text from Cameron. Cameron, I like your style. But people like us probably aren't getting attention. Cameron says, I'm tired of the Trump Sessions stuff. Is there anywhere I can read the platform for Sessions and Tuberville? I'm undecided, and it has nothing to do with Trump. So looking at it just as, you know, who would be the bright senator for the state of Alabama, who'd be the right person to run against Doug Jones. All right, continue our conversation with Quinn Hillier about this. And Quinn, you're about to take it to another spot here. So go ahead and rip.
Yeah, well, in addition to people like Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and numerous others I can name defending Jeff Sessions against Trump, which Ann Coulter did. Ann Coulter then went on the purely political level, and she said that the endorsement of Tuberville could be another Roy Moore fiasco. And she isn't saying anything pro or con Moore as a person, but she's saying politically It was, you know, that Moore was the only one that could have lost that race to Doug Jones last time. Just pure political analysis. And she's saying now Tuberville's the only one of the two that can lose. And the reason she's saying that is because, unlike Jeff Sessions, where everybody knows his whole record for the last, you know, 35 years or more, Tuberville has not been politically vetted. He had had the New York Times and Washington Post come down and do a number on him, which certainly they will do the minute that he wins the nomination, if he wins the nomination. Suddenly, you know, there's going to be national attention on him, and if there's anything that even looks slightly bad in his background, they will turn it into a huge cause celeb. And everybody might say, well, Trump backers might say, well, so what? The mainstream media goes after every Republican. But the fact is that it works. I mean, you saw it worked with Roy Moore. There are a bunch of voters in the middle who, if they keep hearing something again and again and again, whether it's true or only has elements of truth in it, it can affect their vote. And that can mean the difference between a win and a loss. And Ann Coulter was saying Tommy Tuberville has not been vetted and could be what she called, quote, another Roy Moore fiasco. That's what she's talking about. And it is true that he has not been politically vetted the way most Senate candidates have. Whether there's anything there or not, you know.
Well, that's the thing, right? That's
see. But she's saying, why take the risk?
You know, and that's the thing. The arguments have been made so far. I agree with, you know, with the situation with the recusal. But to say, well, Tommy Tuberville has not been vetted, therefore there could be something bad, therefore he shouldn't be the person that runs against Doug Jones, I don't know if that holds water.
Oh, well, it's decades and decades of political experience saying that that's what happens. As soon as somebody has the Republican nomination, they swoop in. They did it to Sharon Engel in Nevada. She helped them do it. But they did it to that idiot certainly the lady in Delaware who was a little weird. You go down the list. But he's got a lot of baggage as a coach. I mean, he's the guy who walked out on Ole Miss without saying goodbye. He's the guy who walked out on Texas Tech literally in the middle of a banquet. He took a phone call, walked out, and next thing you know, he's at Cincinnati. There were some recruiting.
But that doesn't lead to it. That doesn't lead to a Doug Jones win.
What?
You know, that does not. I those things right there, I don't think lead to Doug Jones winning.
You don't know. Did anybody know that the Washington Post was going to come in and unearth reports, whether true or not, that Roy Moore had repeatedly tried to date teenagers? No, you didn't know that until he got the nomination. Again, that's how the establishment media works. And you know, there are some things in Tuberville's background that are probably okay, but his business partner, his very close business partner, went to jail for fraud. Tuberville settled out of court. What's the mainstream media going to do with that? Again, that's what Ann Coulter is saying. I'm not endorsing it, but I'm saying that from a political standpoint, it's not totally senseless.
No, it isn't. I just want to make sure, you know, I'm trying to keep some balance on the seesaw here.
Yeah.
And I look at that and I go, you know, there are questions that have come up about the president. I'm into the president's attacks on Jeff Sessions that I agree with many of the people you quoted that I don't think are right. At the same time, I don't know if saying that there's, you know, that you've got this Roy Moore-like character in Tommy Tuberville, I don't know that that's right.
No, I don't know that that's right either. What I'm doing is I'm just explaining what is at the heart of what Ann Coulter is saying, because we're talking about the Twitter war with Ann Coulter and Trump. I'm not endorsing it other than saying that there is a germ. There is definitely, from a purely practical political standpoint, there's at least a germ of reason behind it that would hold water.
There we go. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Up Against the Heartbreak. And Jeff Sessions joins us next right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. It's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Good morning. How are you? Y'all have a great Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, we had a good one here at FM Talk 106.5, but we're now in the last week of May, and that means if you want to get a great deal at McConnell, better head over now.
That's right. We're sitting here trying to buy some cars down in Orlando right now and Atlanta, and we're striking out a little bit, but we're going to get on it here shortly. We got some great deals. Check out the internet on our website, McConnellAutomotive.com. We got some, like I said, we got that 0% for 84 months in this last week of the month. Everybody knows it's the best time to buy a car.
Yeah,
got
right.
Got a few trucks left in the new car, used car side. That's what I'm trying to buy today. So y'all need to come check those out. And don't forget, we will buy your car. Give Gene or I a call at 251-476-4141. And don't forget about our body shop. We got the best body shop in town. I'll put it up. I'll put Gary and the guys against anybody. And they'll take care of your insurance needs and everything. So check those out. And come see us at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street.
Thanks, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louis Arata. Go see him at McConnell, Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Right. With all the discussion from the first half of the hour about the Twitter battle over the weekend and the general subject of President Trump's endorsement of Tommy Tuberville in this Alabama Senate runoff for the Republicans, and what we talked about with Quinn, the people that have lined up to defend Jeff Sessions, let's bring on to the air Jeff Sessions to talk more about that. Thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Sean, good to be with you and the people of Mobile, hometown indeed.
Yep, and your datelines for your campaign come from Mobile. So, yes, you come out of here. Of course, you're running a statewide race, but, home here in Mobile. Let's talk a little bit about this weekend, because I had to go back and look at it retrospectively, the back and forth between the president and you on Twitter. Give us your take for what he was saying, what he said on Cheryl Atkinson's show, what he's been saying, and your pushback against this. Let's start with the recusal. I know I've asked you this question 15 times, but let's do it again.
Well, look, we had a disagreement. He and I don't agree that the law required me to recuse myself. First, there's a official law of the Department of Justice that says you can't participate in an investigation of a political organization if you were a part of that political organization in a role. And I had a role in the campaign and traveled all over the country for Donald Trump. I was the number one politically elected official that traveled with him all over, if you want to know the truth. And then additionally, as Attorney General Ed Meese under Ronald Reagan said, Sessions had to recuse because he would be a witness in the case, and you can't investigate a case in which you're a key witness. And thirdly, they started accusing me of having connections to the Russians.
There's
no way any DA in Mobile, Ashley Rich, or anywhere else can investigate an organization of which they have a role in and could be a witness and even a possible defendant in. So it was, to me, required. Look, the president and I disagree on that. He's not changing his mind. But we did not, Sean, we did not disagree on any of the substantive issues that I fought for in the Senate, that he campaigned on, and I helped him achieve as Attorney General. Several conservatives said there was no cabinet department more faithful to the Trump agenda than the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions. I believe that's true. I want to help him be successful. We disagree on this, but we don't disagree on the great issues that will come before the Senate. And the people of Alabama elected me last time, Sean, without an opponent. I didn't even have an opponent on the ballot. I have been faithful and true to the people of Alabama. They have trusted me. If they send me back to Washington, they can trust me again. They just can't. But we don't know who Tommy Tuberville is. I mean, he never took a political position in his life in the first 65 years. His home is on the beach in Florida, multi-million-dollar house, and he claimed homestead on there 18 months ago. He was claiming his home officially in Florida 18 months ago. I've traveled this state continually from corner to corner. I know what the issues are in Washington. We have an opportunity with Trump's reelection to achieve the great values that we fought for in Alabama, I've fought for, put my heart and soul in. This guy, we don't know what he believes. You cannot judge him simply on what his ads say. Ads are paid for by consultants and drafted by consultants to tell the voters what they want to hear. But I'm prepared to say to him, you've accused me of being the swamp, big tough guy. You say it's strength to stand in a weight room while somebody's lifting weights, but I stood up for Donald Trump. Where were you? You did zero for Donald Trump. You never helped him one bit. You haven't stood for his values one bit. And in fact, Tommy Tuberville, you have taken positions directly contrary to Donald Trump on some key issues. Key issues like China. He says, I don't agree with Trump's China policy. He says, I'm 100% free trader. I oppose tariffs. President Trump uses the tariffs to protect American business for a change. That's the big change in his election. That's why I supported him. So I just would say that there are a lot of things out there. It's time for him to come out from hiding, come before the people of Alabama, and defend his values and his principles and his beliefs. We have no idea what he really believes. There'll be thousands of votes in the Senate, not just one or two for Donald Trump. And you need an advocate, somebody who's working, battling every day to try to win votes and not just cast a vote every now and then. So that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. So I've challenged him today to five different debates throughout the state to talk about the great issues of our time. And he needs to say to me what he's been saying on the Internet, that I'm a part of the swamp, that somehow I've sold out to these special interest swamp creatures, when I was the one that stood against them. I fought the immigration bill. I fought the trade bill. I was the first to endorse Donald Trump. How can that be part of the swamp? He's the one that's saying things that are very, very troubling. I don't think Alabamians know fully what he actually believes, and he's not ready for this job, and he needs to say these things to my face if he's so tough. Come and say them in a debate. If he won't debate me, will he debate Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, like I've done repeatedly in the Senate for years? So it's time for us to man up. I'm looking forward to this campaign. We're going to take this case to him. He's going to have to come out of hiding. He's going to have to say who he is and prove why it was that for the first 65 years of his life, he never even said he was a Republican. Give me a break.
Why? And I'm looking at several texts, and I get calls about this all the time. Why is it better for you to go back to Washington than someone with new blood? I mean, I'm looking at people this morning. Tuberville's new blood, get a new start. Maybe it goes back to that claim of Tuberville in the swamp. But they're saying, why you when you have a new person you can send to Washington?
Well, the people of Alabama, Sean, have given me the opportunity to become knowledgeable about issues that he has no knowledge about. Apparently he's had no interest in his entire life. And if I had gone soft, if I had joined the swamp, if I had become part of the establishment, if I had become politically correct, if I had bought into Wall Street, then you need to throw me out. But I never did. I'm ready to hit the ground running. And let me just say this. He's wrong. He's lying that I'm part of the swamp, number one. That's the big lie. When I stood for the people against the Republican establishment and everybody else in Washington on more than one occasion. But he's wrong on China. He says we don't need to talk about China now. He said, quote, Trump is, I don't agree with Trump on China policy. He says we've got 400,000 Indians that got skilled from India, and we want them to come here and take jobs in America. We don't have jobs for 400,000 Indians. These are white-collar jobs. These are not ag jobs. Only 15% of these foreign jobs are going to agriculture. We need to protect American interest. He says he does not approve of tariffs. He does not, that he's a 100% free trader. Well, the leftist. 100% free traders is totally different from Donald Trump.
So why is he endorsed? So that's the question many people will say. So why the endorsement when those things are so contrary to the platform of President Trump? Why is he endorsing Tuberville?
Well, the president feels, you know, he's still upset about this recusal. It's the only thing we've disagreed on, but he's still upset about it. There's no mystery about this. I mean, he's very clear about it. So what I'm saying to the people of Alabama is, this is your Senate seat. I know the president feels strongly, but I'm the one that you've trusted over the years. I have been worthy of your trust. The Lord given me the ability to be worthy in that way. I really have. I've been faithful and honest about my values. And so I'm saying to the people of Alabama, it's your Senate seat. Yes, you can listen to the president's endorsement, but he doesn't vote in Alabama. You vote. You vote for who knows this state, who can protect Austell, who stands with Airbus, who helped bring ThyssenKrupp, who defended the Coast Guard and that Bates, and all those issues that I have been active in over the years. I'm ready to do that. He's shown no interest in it, even. He's not ready to represent us. I'm really afraid that he would be a part of really the big business globalist establishment if you look at his language and who's supporting him. That's the clear issue in the campaign. I'm looking forward to it. Now we've got Memorial Day past us. We're focusing on this campaign. I intend to take my case to the people of Alabama to remind them of what I've stood for, what we as a people have stood for. It's right for America. I will be effective in defending that. Tommy Tuberville has no proof of record. He hasn't been vetted politically or personally or financially. The Democrats are, I'm going to tell you that. But I have. You know me. You know where I stand. And you know I've been tested.
I want to run through just a crush of questions coming in here. And I would just grab two here before we go to the news break. It said, so Dale says A.G. Sessions should have quit instead of recusing himself. His recusal allowed the coup plus Mueller to continue.
Well, the investigation did develop. Well, what happened was I could not investigate myself in the campaign I was a part of, so I did recuse myself. Later, when the man President Trump nominated to be the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, announced that he was going to have a special counsel, to my complete surprise, and the president was very upset about that, I submitted my resignation. And as the Mueller report says, I try not to talk about our internal conversations, but I submitted my resignation right then, and he rejected it, wrote on it, not accepted. Make America great again, Donald Trump. I was never trying to hold on and hurt everything I did by remaining silent, not getting in an argument with the president, not letting the liberal media bait me into saying critical things, which they desperately tried to do. The liberal media desperately tried to get me to criticize him. I refused to do so because I wanted him to be successful, even though we'd had this disagreement over recusal.
This texter says, why didn't you investigate Hillary Clinton?
Well, we did investigate Hillary Clinton, and I appointed a outside U.S. attorney from Utah, and he's still yet to report to Attorney General Barr. His final report is not in yet, I don't think. But his charge was to completely review that and to recommend a special counsel if one was needed. Or to what else needed to be done on a lot of the Clinton issues.
All right. Let's do this. We're going to run to the news break. Come right back. More with Jeff Sessions. I got your text coming in here for questions as well. We'll get to those and talk more about this debate. Five debates in the state that Jeff Sessions has challenged Tommy Tuberville to. We'll get to that when we return. All right. 853 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. You're right back into our conversation with former Senator, former AG Jeff Sessions, of course, candidate in the runoff for the Republican primary for Senate. Of course, we haven't had a chance to discuss the general because we're mired in this runoff in the primary. And you have now challenged Tommy Tuberville to five debates. Where are you going to hold those debates?
Well, I'd love to have one right with you. You could host it. We could go to Florida if that make him feel better, where he's been living.
Well, okay.
Homestead in Florida. His home in Florida, some multi-million dollar house in a gated community, in November of 2018, 18 months ago. So, I'm willing to go anywhere to debate this matter. The reason a debate is so important, it's not about who's clever in a debate, but it's what does Tommy Tuberville believe and stand for. Is he willing to answer those kind of questions? Donald Trump, I was with Donald Trump at every debate. I helped him with every debate. Donald Trump took on all challengers. Anybody asked him a question, he told them exactly what he thought. Tommy Tuberville's hiding out. He's asking Republicans in Alabama to make him our nominee for the United States Senate. And we don't know anything about him, really. The ads are not Tommy Tuberville. The ads are political consultants. What does he believe? And what I'm seeing him say out of his own mouth as he's traveled around the state are very, very dangerous things. He says he does not. He's a 100% free trader. He's against tariffs. He says Trump is wrong about China. He says we need to bring in more workers. He's never once now said that even in this pandemic, when we have zero jobs, that we need to control and stop bringing in more workers under existing law. I just tell you, this is a serious thing. We do not need to send somebody to Washington who's not going to advocate for our values. And he's accused me of being part of the swamp. Well, say it to my face. That is a big lie. There's nobody in the Senate that stood more resolutely for the people's interest than I have. For Donald Trump, against the establishment, which made them all furious, the Republican Senate. I've broken ranks with the Republican Senate many times and certainly been a fighter against the leftists of the Democratic Party regularly. So people can count on me. They know where I stand. They know I know what I'm talking about. We need to create a new long-term policy like containment we did with the Soviet Union to deal with China. We just have to. It has to be bipartisan. I'd like to help on that. I know exactly how we need to set about doing that. And so he doesn't. I'm worried about it a lot of ways, but I think Alabamians do not need to wake up and find they've sent a nubbin to Washington, someone who doesn't understand the issues and really not interested. How could he go his whole life and not express interest in some of these important issues? So anyway, that's why I think we need a debate. If he's going to criticize me, say it to my face.
Right. I have just about 30 seconds left here, but there are a lot of big-name conservatives in the media that have, we talked about them in the earlier part of the hour, that have stood up for you here in social media and on their TV shows and all that. Can you give us a quick glance at what they tell you if you go behind the scenes? Do they tell you?
The people know this is, the president feels strongly about this recusal, but it's not right. They know I'm rock solid. So Ann Coulter has been out there pounding away.
Yes.
I got a call from Attorney General Ed Meese just a few weeks ago, 10 days ago or so, out of the blue. He said, you tell me any conservative that doesn't think you're conservative, I'll call him. You want me to do speak out for you, I will. Former Attorney General under Bush, Judge McKenzie, a warrior against terrorism, just tweeted for me yesterday, hammered Mr. Tuberville, I got to say. And So that's the kind of thing that the people who on the immigration fight know it. NRA, A-plus rating, they've endorsed me. Tony Perkins and Family Research Council, they've endorsed me. The ICE officers, the Immigration Officers Association, said I was the number one supporter in all of Congress for them and their agenda. That's 535 members of Congress. They said I was number one. I've not been a part of the swamp.
There you go.
Why did I endorse Trump? I was at all of Trump's debates, helped him on those, and he never hesitated to speak up and defend his views. Tommy Tuberville is hiding. All we know about him is what his media people put out, and that cannot be trusted.
Jeff Sessions, thank you for your time, and we'll talk again.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff Sessions, check it in.